get ready to rock with the Big Rel Music Festival Friday night, May 3rd at Four Winds Field, downtown South Bend, featuring Seether. Saliva, Fuel, Saint Azonia, and Keith Wallen of Breaking Benjamin. Tickets start at $34 and are on sale now. Text GROWL to 46862 or go to thebiggrowl.com.
It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
And action, away we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaking Podcast with the Jason Lee and Clark Show. Thanks, as always, for joining this little not safe for work, not safe for kids, uncensored version of the terrestrial show that we do every day. What are we going to cover? We're going to talk about NoFap.
What?
The NoFap movement. They've even...
It's a movement?
It is a movement, all right. And these dudes are hilarious. I can tell you when the podcast is done today, I'm immediately going to run to the NoFap LLC to check out these fucking knuckleheads. This is hilarious. We'll get to it in a second, though, man. This is the most exciting part of the podcast. We'll also talk about the parts of your body that women like the most. I don't want to break the bad news to you, but the dong is not on the list. Not even on the list.
No dick even anywhere on it.
And the things that are sabotaging your sex life. And if you can fix these things, I guess you'll be doing the sex stuff all the time. But we'll get to that in a second. Real quick, an update from last week's podcast. We had the story about the small business for the adult daycare. The people that would come in and put on diapers and get the toddler, the baby experience.
Yeah.
We found out that it was $200 an hour. All the way up to $1,500 for a day. Guess who's upset about this? That's right, the townspeople. Once this story started gaining a little momentum, the business is called the Diaper Spa.
Hey, I can't blame them. I wouldn't want this fucking weird shit going on in my backyard.
It's in New Hampshire, and now the local townspeople are upset. Now, you would think if you have a place called the Diaper Spa, and grown-ass adults go in there, and you wrap them in a diaper, and you feed them a baby bottle, maybe, you know, some mushed carrots or something.
Yeah.
It would have to be in a big city, right? So you just kind of blend in with the scenery, right? You don't want to fucking stand out, do you?
One of those discreet warehouses that no one really knows what it is.
Many of the residents in the 7,000 people town.
So everybody there knows where the fuck this place is.
They are outraged that such a business exists. However, people part of the ABDL, also known as the Adult Baby Diaper Lovers Community, they also are against this place, saying that the remote location for the business is a problem. Oh, and it's also, I get it, man, it's too expensive. According to those that get into the diaper play, their fetish prices.
Diaper community, I have to ask, how much should it be then? The price is too damn high for me to act like a baby all day.
I don't know, man. $1,500 for an entire day, that seems pretty fucking steep. I don't care what your fetish is. Pick any fetish, but man, $1,500, that's a lot.
Hey, I think in general, the weirder the fetish, the higher the price should be.
All right, this is hilarious.
In a town of 7,000 people, there must be enough people there to support it, so clearly somebody in that town is going. I'll borrow my wife's car for the afternoon.
There's a thriving landscape on social media, online forums, and young entrepreneurs that are dedicating themselves to helping men suppress the urge to masturbate to pornography.
We've seen No Nut November, No Fap November.
This guy says, this kid, I don't know if it's a kid or a guy, he's a YouTuber. It says a young YouTuber tells the camera, he says, "Nothing scares me. Nothing hurts me anymore." On screen, you will see a shirtless man in Michigan, and he's telling viewers to make a point about embracing discomfort in order to become a great and powerful man. He goes by the YouTube handle, I Am Lucid. He tells the camera that he can stand the below freezing temperatures because he's been taking cold showers every day, and most importantly, he hasn't masturbated to pornography in a year.
So wait, that's you can still jerk off just not to porn?
He's talking. No, it's no fap. Nothing.
Nothing.
He says, and I think he's speaking directly to you. He says, that's the most beta thing you can do. That's the weakest thing a man can do, masturbating to pornography.
Now, see, look at it this way. It could be the most strong thing you do because you're like, what's the wildest thing I can look at and still become aroused? I can arouse at anything.
He also, the video, by the way, is part of a thriving online community dedicating to helping men suppress the urge to masturbate. by the way, all of these forums and everyone that has anything to say about it, they often endorse inaccurate medical information. No shit. On the internet, people are just embracing things that are convenient. They do. It does say that it accelerates mental health problems. And in some in some cases, this nofap movement overlays into extremism and hate groups. Well, yeah, you need that outlet somewhere, right? You're like, there's nothing
else. He became an unstable racist. What happened? He went pawing at his genitals.
Well, there's, you know, the only things available on the internet are what? Pornography and, you know, hate speech. I think that's all. That's what the internet is made for. They say there are variations on how and why members of these communities, the nofap communities, choose to abstain from masturbation. Well, one, because it's something you can say you do and nobody's going to check you on it.
No.
Right?
Are you sure?
It's something that you tend to do off in private, so no one's going to catch you doing it. Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, I've been fat-free for months.
Yeah, of course.
I have. One of the central concepts of these communities is known as nofap. The term nofap obviously means no masturbation. There's a large and active forum on Reddit that uses the name as well as the company called NoFap LLC. They offer support groups for a fee.
You know, I've seen that subreddit, and I always figured it was some kind of a joke.
Well, you can go to their website, and for a small fee, they will encourage you to fap not, young man.
Encourage me.
Right.
I'm struggling right now. I'm in a really weak moment.
Yeah. Yeah, they run the popular website, but it does cost you to be a part of the community. 2022 study of a group of urologists who studied social media content for semen retention and the related hashtags. Obviously, no fap, like, you're retaining it, right?
It seems like a really niche area of study.
It's the most popular. Well, they're urologists. They look at everything. This just happens to be one area that they were curious about because of the online stuff, the popularity of it online. They found that it's related hashtags to be one of the most popular men's health topics on TikTok and Instagram. Unlike every other men's health choice topic they studied, none of the semen retention posts had anything from a real doctor. By the way, according to the NoFap LLC website, suggesting no masturbation for 90 days, during which the brain supposedly reboots like a computer. A computer.
Yuck.
Others claim the benefits of avoiding masturbation may include superpowers like more confidence and more romantic interest from women. NoFap LLC, by the way, is not an anti-masturbation and it's not anti-porn. The creator says it's a peer support group for people who have problematic pornography use.
Oh, just for people with problematic use.
They say, I have seen claims on social media saying that semen retention can boost your testosterone levels, cure erectile dysfunction, and make you more manly, make you stronger, cure depression, make you more successful, and clear your skin. By the way, none of those fucking things are true. There's no medical evidence that it does any of these things, says a real doctor. She does say abstaining from ejaculation will merely result in...
What?
Crabbiness. No.
Oh, bigger cum.
Nocturnal emissions, known as wet dreams.
Hey, they're back!
So you'll still be finishing. You just, well, don't really have the control over it like you would like to have.
I think we've laughed about it before. On some websites, they advertise, you know, supplements that will supposedly make your load bigger. And all I can think is,
parts of your body the women like the most. Well, they asked the women. They asked loads of women. thousands of women. When it comes to what you're interested in a man, what physical part are you most interested in?
His terrifyingly large genitals.
Here's the top of the list. This is the list. There's no dong on this list anywhere, but here we go. So if you're waiting as we get a little bit closer to the top, you're like, yeah, there's got to be a dong in there. There's no dong. No dong at all. Booty. Many women are into butts. In addition to fitness aspect of a nice booty, some women are simply into spanking booties.
Oh.
Oh, it also says here from some women and beyond. Others just want something to grab onto during those intimate moments. And beyond. She likes your back. Some women say they look for a strong back because...
I like it because it's strong. It's out there working in the yard.
To carry the weight of the world. Yep. Then I don't have to worry about it. Some women say they look for a strong back because it says a guy can handle himself in, and out of the bedroom.
Hey, do you think you could spot a weak back?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Like, oh, that guy's got a weak back. Look at him.
They say it gives them something to dig their... one woman says, gives me something to dig my fingernails into at the height of passion, which is a major turn-on. Body parts that she likes the most.
Bold of you to think I'm going to take you to the height of passion.
Right. I'm just going to keep it a nice, nice steady distance. Yep. Gonna keep this plane just barely off the ground. We're not going very far, so I want to be able to still see the road. Hands, big, firm, purposeful. It says, don't estimate the power of your palms and your fingers.
I don't know. Look at my hands right now. They seem pretty normal.
Yeah.
They're not slender. He has slender, feminine hands.
What body parts of yours does she like the most? Mouth and smile. If you're going to be kissed, it helps to like your mouth. It gets double if you're contemplating, putting it somewhere else on their body.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be afraid to smile. Show your twofers. And make sure you're paying attention to your breath. Ooh, Eric, your breath smells. Here's the top three. She loves your arms. Some women have a thing for forearms. I'm crushing a can of spinach.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Looking, even consider... Oh, some women even consider looking at them as a form of foreplay. Ooh, I got bad news for you on that. Some look at them so they can reveal how physical his work is.
Oh, no, we're fucked.
Oh, how hairy they are beneath all those clothes. Yeah, you see a dude with hairy forearms, you're like, he's got a fucking body sweater on.
And everybody can tell, too, because there's like regular hairy, then there's like, you know what's going all the way up to the neck.
Eyes, aside from that whole window of the soul thing, right? Meaningful eye contact shows confidence, attractiveness, and connection. The eyes are very powerful, according to women.
Oh.
All right, where's the last part? What do we got left?
Neck?
Turns out it's actually your ankles. Women love ankles.
What?
Nope, it's torso. Women seem to find...
it's kind of a cop-out. It's your whole body.
Yeah, no, that's a large area. That's like titties to belly button.
I was going
to
say, on the other hand, though, that's the part I have the most of, so...
Women find intimacy and comfort in the abdominal region. Whether you got a six-pack or a dad bod, they say, there's just something special about what happens when a woman rests her head there and runs her hands all over it. It drives the women wild.
Huh.
And again, if you thought that you missed the dong, you didn't. It's not there. Oh, this poor lady. I mean, there's lots of reasons you can get kicked off a plane, right? You'd just rather, though, if you're getting kicked off a plane, you just want to go quietly.
I just don't want to make a scene, and I don't want everybody else to start filming me.
I don't
want to
be on Reddit tomorrow. Video posted by a woman by the name of Amanda. Over 12 million views, thanks to one of her vibrators. After boarding, flight attendants were concerned over vibrating they could hear from her carry-on bag.
If they could hear it, then she could hear it too.
You gotta fucking check the stuff like that, man. Well, I mean, she could have been, like one of those people that the overhead above your seat isn't empty, so you have to like move a couple of down. And they're obviously their ears are closer to where your carry-on bag is up there in the thing than you are down below. You may have no idea this is happening.
Or it wasn't happening until you shoved it in there and it activated the toy.
The sounds coming from the suitcase were loud enough that the flight crew asked her to step outside of the plane and open the bag so they could see what the issue was. and if it was a danger to the flight. It ended up, it ended up being one of multiple sex toys that she had packed for her trip. And somehow it had accidentally activated itself. The woman was allowed back on the plane, but only after she agreed to remove the batteries from the toy.
Multiple toys. She's going to have some fun.
Well, the flight crew reminded her that that should have been done before she packed her bag for travel. And they reminded her the next time you're going to do this, it is of our advice.
I bet they were snickering, too.
Limited hassle that you should take the batteries out. I would say you take the batteries out and you check the fucking things. Just in case. All right, what's sabotaging your sex life?
Me?
Biggest thing sabotaging your sex life is? Sleep. Not just sleep, but sleep deprivation. They started looking at groups of people who had significant others, and they find that a majority of them are not getting enough sleep. That leads to a noticeable drop in what? Emotional and physical intimacy.
Makes sense.
Obviously, more than half of Americans rate their sleep as poor or very poor.
You ever try to nudge a tired woman towards sex? It's not an easy thing.
Being too tired is the number one reason people give for not being in the mood. Yeah, once you're something, man, when you're tired and your head hits that pillow, you're like, this is where I want to be. Stress is the biggest thing getting in the way of a good night's sleep. So wait a minute, all these things seem to compound each other.
It's life. Life is fucking us over.
They say when it comes to getting a good night's sleep, stress is standing in the way, followed by getting up too many times to go to the bathroom. And number three was being too hot or too cold. New study finds that 62% of people will have sex on Valentine's Day. All right. Another 30% wish they were.
Oh.
The holidays you're most likely to get sex.
Valentine's Day.
Wedding anniversary is number one.
Birthday.
Birthday is number two.
New Year's.
New Year's is number three.
Memorial Day.
Oh, no. What's at the bottom?
Easter.
4th of July.
Oh.
I'm too drunk. Leave me alone.
I'm all filled with ribs and hot dogs.
Despite how exhausted everybody seems to be, 65% of people of everyday America worker bees say that their romantic interludes, they rate them as excellent or very good. And 66% of us are having sex at least once a week. So good. Get after it, America. By getting after it, I mean nap. Take a nap. Take a nap so you'll be refreshed for sex tonight.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, there's the podcast for this week. Thanks again, as always, for joining us. Stay up to date. All things JLNK, easy. Head over to jlnkshow.com. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Podcasts by Federated Media.